Welcome back for another week of Fashed. Sorry for the late release this week. I've actually been going like back and forth trying to decide if I wanted to cover this or not because, frankly, I just didn't want to add to the attention. But at the same time, it's such an interesting thing to consider. And I think kind of like not maybe a full deep dive, but maybe like a mini deep dive like we've done with brands is really interesting for this collection. So this week we are talking about just what's going on with the Kourtney Kardashian and Boohoo situation. This is definitely a weird one, so let's get right to it. If you read like any kind of fashion or lifestyle media sources or scroll through Instagram at all, you've likely heard a little bit about this already. But last week it came out that the like huge fast fashion label Boohoo named Kourtney Kardashian as a sustainability advisor and that they were staging a show at New York Fashion Week that would show the collection she designed, you know, kind of alongside them, that would be available for everyone to purchase online after. So, of course, this whole situation has been criticized for a ton of different reasons. And first, like fast fashion and sustainability are just in general two things that just can't go hand in hand. When I was looking up some information for this episode, I actually went on Boohoo's site for the first time in like, I don't even know how long, and was like genuinely shocked at how low the prices were. Like we're talking things for like $4. And just as kind of like a side note here, like when prices are that low, there's just no way that they can be responsibly produced, especially considering things like fair labor conditions. And it's important to keep in mind that with true sustainability, you have to encompass not only eco-friendly materials, which again, really can't be made for a price like that responsibly, but there also have to be total fair practices for planet and people. So this means paying people fairly, which it just doesn't add up when you sell clothing for prices that low. And then naturally another criticism has been that Kourtney like has absolutely no background or expertise in sustainable fashion practices. So if Boohoo was somehow like actually serious about improving their impact on the environment, they would have chosen someone with knowledge in either like supply chain, eco-textiles, circularity, labor rights, basically anything along those lines. There's so many people that they could have chosen, like even like advisors to organizations like Fashion Revolution or Remake, or there's a million others, not a million others, but there's quite a lot to choose from. But instead they chose this mega celebrity. Just a little bit more about this. I did read a clip that I wish I would have screenshot and it's gone now. It was up in the Instagram stories of the podcast Eco Chic, which just kind of, by the way, is like another really great resource for learning about eco-friendly fashion. If this is something that you're super interested in, I would definitely recommend checking that out. She has a ton of episodes. She's been doing it for a long time. But basically it was a screenshot of like a note typed out from Kourtney that said she knew that accepting this sustainability advisor role would get a lot of backlash because she doesn't know a lot about sustainability, but that she accepted the position because she knew it had the potential to get a lot of people who were in the same boat as her, who either like don't know much about sustainability when it comes to fashion or don't know anything at all, to start learning and start paying attention to the products they buy. And that's just kind of paraphrasing, summarizing from what I can remember since I don't have that anymore. But that was like one thing where I did kind of like take a step back and I was like, oh, maybe like she really did have good intentions with this. But then I also thought like, okay, if she really did care about drawing sustainability and better practices within fashion, why would she not try to make positive steps and like influence or change her own sister's companies? Like I've talked about this. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I haven't. I don't know. No, I've like posted things like this on Instagram stories before. I don't remember if I've ever talked about it on the podcast before, but like Kim's brand Skims is known for its poor labor practices, like not signing the international accord that protects garment worker safety in Bangladesh factories. And I don't know much about Chloe's Good American line, but like I don't think it's particularly eco-friendly in any way. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they also have other companies that I'm not thinking of because I truthfully try not to pay too much attention to any of the Kardashians, but it just doesn't really make sense why, if Kourtney wanted to make a change, she wouldn't start with her own family's clothing companies rather than signing on to be an advisor for Boohoo. I also read a couple of articles that I'm going to link for you guys to read on your own. One is from Business of Fashion and one is from Insider, because I thought that they did a really great job of kind of explaining the whole situation and giving some facts about things. But anyways, like after seeing all of this stuff, after reading the articles, after just kind of seeing stuff on social media, I wanted to take a look at what the fabrics and styles were like of the actual collection that was released on Tuesday. And that's when it came out, Tuesday, like just a couple days ago. And it was pretty much what I expected. All of the items in the collection are very trendy, which, you know, typically means that people will buy them, only wear them a few times and before they're like, quote unquote, out of style. And a lot of things typically end up either just tossed away or, you know, not responsibly donated, things like that. I would say maybe there's an exception of a couple jackets that could be a little bit more versatile and worn longer if they were made well enough. But usually these fast fashion brands make things so that they do fall apart and you keep buying. That's kind of part of the whole business model. But everything in the collection is still those super low prices too. And then when you look at the materials of things, it's only a small percentage of most of the items that are actually made with any recycled or other eco-friendly materials. So for example, I took a look at the multi-weight trench jacket, which was just the first thing that popped up for me. And it is made of only 36.5% recycled polyester. And then the rest is 6.5% polyamide, 57% cotton. And then it has a 100% virgin polyester lining, which is like new polyester, not recycled. And then it also has this really kind of like funny note below the material composition that basically says Boohoo partners with Better Cotton, which is kind of a group that certifies that cotton is sourced responsibly. But then it goes on and says, and I will quote this directly from the website here, "This product is sourced via a system of mass balance and therefore may not contain Better Cotton." So this just like drives me crazy. And it just goes to show how much they have like absolutely no idea where their materials are coming from. They're just kind of throwing this Better Cotton in there to hope that it catches people's eye and they don't like read the rest of it. And they really just like aren't valuing a sustainable or responsible supply chain and aren't giving their consumers transparency within it at all. So my take on the whole situation is this is definitely greenwashing from both Boohoo and Kourtney Kardashian. I feel like they are trying to make it seem like they're working towards better practices. I'm not really sure what her goal is here. If it's just, I'm sure they're paying her quite a bit for it, but in reality, they aren't even doing like the bare minimum, like tracing where their materials are coming from, using actual eco-friendly materials. And, you know, Boohoo could have consulted people that actually know things about sustainability. But like I said, I will have those two articles linked in the show notes for you to look over. Just they were ones that stood out to me. You can find information on this literally any website, but I'm not going to link the collection just because I feel like it doesn't deserve any more web traffic than it's already getting. Like I said, I wish I still had that screenshot from EcoChic. I don't know, maybe give her a follow. Maybe she'll post more about it. But the Business of Fashion article does go over like Courtney's sort of reasoning for accepting the role a little bit. So you can get that information there too. And, you know, draw your own conclusions with all this info and let me know what you think. As always, the contact information will also be in the show notes. There is the link to the Instagram, which is just fash.ed. And my email is in there as well. I always love to hear from you guys. You know, if there's anything you have to say about this, please let me know. And if you guys have any other things that you want covered on the podcast, I'm always open to new ideas. And if you have any guests you would like to request or want to come on as a guest for yourself, please let me know. I'm always happy for that. And yeah, that's about it. The only other things are that, of course, I always love ratings and reviews. It really, really helps build the podcast, helps get it shown to more people quite a bit. So that's always really, really appreciated. And that is about it. I will talk to you guys on Friday for another Fact Friday.